including a maximum sentence of 2 years in prison under new laws being debated next week. MPs will also discuss giving police longer to prosecute those who send abusive or offensive material online. An inquiry into the Ched Evans rape case is going to be fast-tracked. The footballer has asked for an urgent investigation into his conviction after being released from jail on Friday. His family and girlfriend say he'll continue to fight to clear his name. Barrister Gemma Linfield says it's unusual for this type of case to be sped up.
They will be considering whether there's anything fresh evidence or new legal argument, and if there is something, whether it ought to be referred to the Court of Appeal. If there isn't anything, then that'll be the end of the matter.
Ian Paisley's widow and son have paid tribute to him at a memorial service in Belfast. The former First Minister of Northern Ireland and co-founder of the Free Presbyterian Church died last month after a long illness. A roadside bomb has killed seven troops in northern Egypt. An army vehicle was hit in the Sinai province earlier. In sport, QPR remain bottom of their Premier League table after suffering a heartbreaking defeat at the hands of Liverpool. A Stephen Colker own goal in the final minute of injury time consigned them to a 3-2 loss at Loftus Road. Both Liverpool captain Steven Gerrard and the manager Brendan Rodgers admitted they were lucky to win. QPR boss Harry Redknapp says that's stating the obvious.
I don't need anyone to tell me that they were lucky. I could see that for myself, obviously. You know, I've been in the game long enough to know when a team, you know, no way we deserve to get beat today. I thought we were fantastic. That's the best I've seen us play since I've been at the club.
Stoke came back from a goal down to win today's other top flight game 2-1. And Scarlets have suffered defeat in their opening match in Rugby Union's European Champions Cup, going down 28-18 to Toulon in Pool 3. There was better news for fellow Welsh side Ospreys. They won their Pool 5 encounter with Treviso 42-7. That's the latest. I'm Simon English.
Calm down, Doctor. Now is not the time for fear. That comes later.
If you close the door, just turn off the lights. Now. The world looks better into the dark. Between the curtains, somebody's watching.
We're on, love. Shut up. That was Ultra Orange and Emmanuel and Don't Kiss Me Goodbye, and I know absolutely nothing at all about them. I got it on a free CD, and it was too loud, and Jim had to turn the monitors down. And my wife texted me to tell me that she doesn't like soundtrack music, so of course I'm going to put some more on later on. I am now joined, because that was vaguely French. I think Emmanuel is probably French, by Emma Roberts, who is going to tell us about a career speaking French, and not a career speaking French, I've started already, a job teaching people to speak a different language. Aren't you? Yes, I am. Don't just nod. There's a microphone, am. Love.
Bonjour.
Talking.
To
no, don't
Bonjour.
Do it. No, she's off already. So would you like to tell us then, tell us a little bit about your Speak Better French, I believe it's called.
Yeah, I certainly will. Well, I'd been a French teacher for 10 years in schools, and then I decided to set up my own company teaching people French in the community. And you just wouldn't believe it, Anthony, the amount of people in the Craven area that actually want to learn a language. You can be driving around looking at all these little villages, yeah. In there somewhere will be, you know, lots of people that actually want to learn French. Maybe they learnt it at school, and then, you know, since they sort of gave it up. The main reason really is that people just love travelling to France. They fall in love with the country, they go on holiday, and they just want even more out of the holiday, you know, by conversing with people.
Yeah. And being pleasant.
Indeed,
being pleasant,
yes,
rather,
indeed.
And trying to use a little bit. I can't obviously speak French at all.
Yeah,
my
I'm
wife
sure you
does.
Make a
well,
bit
probably
of an
little,
effort,
yes. I make a little bit of an effort, and that's always well appreciated, isn't it, when you go abroad. You also speak other languages, don't you?
Yeah, I also speak German as well, yes. So, and as the Czech proverb goes, you only live one life if you only speak one language.
Does it?
So it really does give you that, yeah. For example, our German friends are coming over in the summer holidays. They want to do some walking on the coast,
right.
So we're going up to Northumberland.
Yeah.
And that's a friendship that I started by learning German at the age of 16, did an exchange to their area of Germany, and still now, you know, my son has met their children, and, you know, that relationship still goes, so...
Very good.
So that's a wonderful thing.
I asked you to pick some songs, like we do when people
Indeed.
Came in. So perhaps did you bring some soundtrack songs on? Because Julia would love that, wouldn't you, Julia?
Sorry, Julia, I didn't realise that I had to go down the soundtrack.
No, it's fine. So which one would you like to... We've got that one. We've got... No, that's me. What about this one here?
I would love it if you played Moi Désir, yeah, because they are such a great French band. And I think people will be quite surprised at this track when they hear it. I've played it in classrooms, quite a few teenagers quite like it, yeah.
Right.
Just to liven up the French lessons.
Okay, let's have a listen to this then.
Chacun devient heureux.
does noir désir mean?
It means black desire.
Does it? Yeah, you've seen The Cure in orange, haven't you? Yeah. Were they in orange? Because that was a concert they did.
They were in orange. The Cure are really popular in France. You go into any record store in France and there's loads of Cure stuff. They absolutely love them.
We're playing some Cure later as well.
Yeah, brilliant. That was one of my requests. And that's when I really got into French, because I was studying A-level French at the time that I got into The Cure. Mm. So that's a nice link there.
It is. That was good. Very good. You should come on and it could be like, I don't know, I can't think of anybody. I can't think of anybody where there's two of them. If you know, text in or ring us up to tell us people who are on the radio where they're equal and they haven't got just a sidekick, not like Maria, whatever she's called, that's on with Graham Norton, who reappeared out of nowhere after all those years. So, France. Tell us a bit about France. What a great question that was. You've written some things down, haven't you?
I'll tell you
You've
some
come
facts.
Well prepared.
I have come well prepared. I'll tell you some facts about France because I don't think that a lot of people realise how widely, for example, French is spoken. Most people realise, obviously, it's spoken in France, and they realise it's spoken in Belgium, Luxembourg, and parts of Switzerland. But, for example, the island of Madagascar speak French, because obviously the French were into their colonisation and all of that. So, and obviously lots of parts of Africa speak French. Lots of organisations have French as their official language. The United Nations, French is one of the major.
The Olympics.
A lot of people don't know that, Anthony.
Yeah, that's true.
You
spoke in French first.
Obviously, you've got the International Red Cross, which we're seeing a lot of, and Médecins Sans Frontières at the moment with what's happening with Ebola and things like that. So, and apparently, French is taught in every country in the world. So all, you know, educational establishments think, well, we should teach French. Obviously English even wider, but you know, that's quite interesting as well.
Why don't you think the English can be bothered to learn languages? Languages.
I think
is it still
is.
True? Is it still true?
It is partly true, yeah. I just think it
we
is.
We think
because,
it's just because everybody speaks English, so we needn't bother, or is it because we're not watching? Because if you are French or live somewhere else and all the music and a lot of the films are in English, is it that make it easier, do you think?
Oh, that definitely makes it easier, yeah. I know a lot of French people who speak good English just because of that exposure to English music and, you know, American TV shows and things like that, and that culture does invade. Having said that, the French have got their own lively music industry, and they still produce a lot of songs in their own language, which is brilliant.
Isn't there a law that says that they have to play so much French music on the radio? Is it two out of every four, or do you don't know, do you? And I don't know either.
But they certainly have a quota of French music. French culture on television as well. That's they definitely have a quota.
Yeah.
And there were politicians as well who didn't want English words invading the French language. But inevitably they do with technology and people travelling, and young people are quite happy to use the English terms as well.
We'd like to pick another French song. They're not all French. Shall we play The Cure song?
Let's play The Cure. I'd love to play Friday I'm In Love, because that's my husband James's favourite Cure song.
Oh, how sweet.
I know.
Hi, Jim. Yes. And there's a French Foreign Legion, just to talk about Orange.
Ooh.
There's a French Foreign Legion encampment there. Some very tough looking people.
Oh, I can imagine.
Don't be messing about in Orange.
Thank you.
Friday I'm in Love, and was that the song that killed their career and the big influence they'd had with the deathly dark 17 Seconds and the Pornography album and all the stuff that they did before, and then they went, oh hey, we want to make some money. But he's a big charitable donator, I believe, Robert Smith. And I was still married to the same girl he's known since he was 14, and I might as well tell it again, it fills up some time, doesn't it? I was just telling Emma that he, when he's on tour abroad, she keeps the same sort of hours, so if she's in Brazil she goes to bed during the middle of the day so she can, and she rings him without fail before every gig and speaks to him afterwards as well.
Isn't that lovely?
So, I decided I want to speak French.
Okay.
I did learn Italian for a bit, but I think we learnt it with the wrong person. I think that was, I think it wasn't disciplined enough and it just turned into a social club.
Oh, so, that can happen.
I know. So, I've decided to speak French and I've contacted you through the, what's your website called, Emma?
It's www.speakbetterfrench.com. Right. That's what it says on the can, Anthony.
Very good. And I'll put that on my Facebook page.
Thank you very
much. That's what they say in the professional world of DJing. And so what happens next then? I've contacted you and said that.
Okay, well, I always have a little pre-chat with all of my potential customers to see where they're at with their French and what they want to get out of lessons, because everybody's different, and I send out a questionnaire as well. And then in the first lesson, you're just sort of trying to find out really what level people are at.
Yeah.
And then all my lessons are just tailored to the individual. And, you know, everybody's got a different way of learning and different things that they want to get out of it. Some people already speak brilliant French, but they just want the practice. They want the conversation. So you bring different topics.
Yeah.
Other people, they'll say, I'm going on holiday and I want to talk about sport in a bar with this friend that I've made. So, mm-hmm. you know, you sort of tailor it to that. Some people, they want to know all the grammar and they want to deconstruct it. Others just want that practical side and they just want to be able to speak it really well. But I think the speaking, that has got to be the most important thing, really. And where most people, English learners of French, for example, English speakers who are learning French, slip up, it is the pronunciation. And then they give up because sometimes the French haven't understood them. And it's just getting out some rules that you can follow and then not getting into bad habits with it as well. It's like the chef, you know, an English person would say Raymond Blanc, but you don't pronounce usually the final consonant, so it's Raymond Blanc. So even when you just know a basic thing like that, you know, that's going to, you know, sort of propel your French.
Yeah, yes, it is, because you imagine with our sort of scant grasp of French that when you're going in somewhere, you're going, hello, something, the pronunciation is so bad, or you don't even get in there. We've been to places and I haven't even got managed to open our mouths before they go, oh, you're English, aren't you?
Yeah.
Things like that. But yeah, I think you're true.
But sometimes the French lose patience with us, and you've got to be strong when you're out there and say, look, I'm here to learn.
Yeah.
But if you're in a busy touristy place, then they don't have as much patience. But in other places, they will, and they'll be really encouraging with you. Yeah, but some of my customers have had to insist and said, you know, I'm here to learn. You know, you've got to bear with me a bit.
But it is, you're right, it's the speaking, because I can pick up French, I can pick up the word, get the general gist of reading something, some French text or a newspaper, and listening to somebody else, you can, but the moment you open your own mouth, it's a car crash, really, in some cases, right?
Yes,
what sort of clients do you have then? What's the sort of range you have at the moment?
Well, that's what I love about my clients. I teach clients from, you know, 5-year-olds who are at primary school, who are, you know, like little sponges learning language, as you will know.
Yeah.
Right up to people who've retired. I mean, I teach this amazing woman and she sails around the coast of Brittany. Sort of every late summer and autumn, and she goes off with a crew. And she, obviously, when they dock, she... you know, orders the food. If they go out and have a meal, she gets all the provisions in. She listens to all the weather reports and things like that. So, you know, there's some quite inspirational people out there. And a lot of us, you know, we finish school and we don't carry on learning.
No.
But I really have got a lot of respect for people. A lot of people have got busy jobs, they've got kids, and they still manage to do the hour of French a week. And they sometimes even do their homework.
Do they? Yeah.
That's a difficult one. Yeah. Do I get strict with my customers who don't do their homework?
Yeah, well, it depends how disciplined you are, you see, because we weren't disciplined at all and made absolutely no progress.
There you go then,
I think, you have to be.
Yeah, I am in the lesson in the hour, but I'm not always probably tough enough about. So all my customers who aren't doing your homework, things are going to change.
I've
got to get tougher with you now. So if you've got homework for next week, you better start doing that Sunday.
Start doing
Do you remember that Sunday night guilty feeling when you were at school?
Yeah, I still have it.
Do you still? Of course you do.
I still have it.
Of course,
I don't know about guilty. What was I going to say? How long do you think to get a basic grasp? How long to manage if I had... Well, it's going to depend upon how much commitment it is, but
of course,
a couple of weeks, 3 months?
Oh, I think more like 3 months. I think you've got to... I mean, the word for practice in French is répétition, and that's the point, isn't it? And we all know that things that we're good at, we've done it so many times, and that's how we've got good at it. But I think if you had an hour's lesson and you did your homework every week, I think in a few months you would really see the difference. You know, I've definitely seen customers who they're just really chatty, and then we can take the topics to any area they want, and all they have to do if they don't know a word is say in French, well, what's the word for? And then, you know, we can advance from there. So, but you know, if people are finding it tough to pay out for lessons individually, I mean, that's a good way of progressing. You can get groups together. The other thing that I'll do is do skill swaps with people.
All right.
I had a bad back for a while and I needed a back massage, so a customer of mine used to do that. And I'd you know, do a French lesson, and you know, so there's other ways around it.
Next song is going to be Martha Wainwright, daughter of Loudon Wainwright, who they hated. Yeah. Her and Rufus hated him and wrote awful songs all about each other. And this is a song called
Le Brune et le Blonde.
From her, come on, what's that word? What's that?
Son fusil ni soulier à Paris.
So is it some Parisian chanson?
Well, I think that it was originally done by Edith Piaf. A lot of her songs were originally done by Edith Piaf around the bars in Paris and things like that. So she's choosing between a blonde guy and a brown guy, a brown-haired guy.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll try and find there's a song by Edith Piaf called The Accordionist.
That's right, I think
would that be on
that.
Here as well?
Yeah, I
think she's a prostitute in that one, who fancies an accordionist.
That'll be the one.
Like you do.
Indeed.
C'est le brun que je préfère. Il est plus jeune, il est plus beau. Il a une belle couleur de peau. Un corps tout pur, plein de choses toutes belles. Oui, mais le blond n'a qu'à s'amener avec son air de rigoler. Si pour lui j'ai envie d'être belle. Tourments avec une belle voix qui chante. Il dit qu'il se tuerait sûrement si je ne l'aimais pas tout le temps. Ou si un jour j'étais méchante, ça m'impressionne, ça me fait tout drôle. C'est vraiment lui qui a le beau rôle, y a pas à dire. C'est lui qui m'aime. veux rigoler, mais j'aime bien l'embrasser quand même. Ça s'est passé en plein mois d'août, on n'y a rien compris du tout. Il était venu boire la bière. Quand il a eu vidé son bock, on a entendu un petit toc. Ah, la patronne n'était pas fière, il était là, tranquille comme tout, avec au front un tout petit trou. Mon Dieu, que cette histoire est bête. C'était mon blanc qui était parti, en me laissant un petit mot écrire. J'ai à Siri, salut, petite tête.
Martha Wainwright, son of nobody.
Maybe even daughter, quite possibly.
Oh, oh dear. Again, he does it. Right. People who speak French then. Graham Lesseau, the footballer. I bet he spoke French at some point.
I'm sure, absolutely. Yeah. I think the person that I admire the most is Eddie Izzard. Oh, yeah. Well, because he did A-level French, and then he thought he'd forgotten it a lot, and then he thought, oh, I wonder how my comedy would translate. And he just was so courageous. He went out to Paris, and he just did stand-up, and it actually worked, and he got his messages across. I mean, he's quite surreal anyway, isn't he?
Yeah,
but, and then that made him just want to really get back into his French, and, So, yeah, I think he's a real inspiration.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who else have you got there?
J.K. Rowling, of
course. Did she speak the French?
She did. I think she did a degree in French and Portuguese, yeah.
Right.
And that's why she's got a few French influences in the Harry Potter books as well.
She's just built a big... she wants permission to build a big Hagrid house on her huge estate in Scotland.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, she's going commercial for as well now.
No, she's not. It's just for the kids. She's not going to invite people onto it.
But that's okay.
Apparently it looks really like Hogwarts, this huge house. But
right.
I have a lot of time for J.K. Rowling.
Okay. Oh, yeah, so do I. She's great, yeah. Johnny Depp, of course, he had to learn French when he was married to Vanessa Paradis.
Yeah.
But he's been very bad, hasn't he? And he's left her now.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I've got a film in her. We'll do it again. Speak, and I can't speak English. What chance have I got to learn a foreign language? With her in it.
Okay.
I don't know what it's called.
Right.
I don't know what it's called. That's the sort of thing I like to talk about.
I see.
Things that I have a vague idea about, but can't quite put any facts in.
I can't remember, right?
Yeah.
But you'll remember Jo Le Taxi.
I do, yeah. Yes.
I once worked for some record producers in France for a summer. I was their au pair, and she telephoned one day. I was like, I'm just speaking to Vanessa Paradis on the phone.
Yeah.
But, yeah. She was having a bit of a... I don't think she was very happy when she called at the time.
Right.
They were in negotiations.
Oh.
But yeah, there you go.
Do they have children?
I think they did, yeah. They had kids as well, yeah. So, yeah.
Speaking of which, this could link in with Wednesday show. Tim Burton.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Has decided that he's going to remake Mary Poppins. What are your views on that? That's exactly the same views that we had on Wednesday. Yeah.
Was it really?
Leave it alone.
Oh dear, yeah.
Leave it alone,
definitely
Tim.
Leave that one alone.
And don't have Helena Bonham Carter as Mrs. Banks, I think.
Yeah, that'll obviously happen, won't it?
Yeah. For goodness sake.
Definitely.
Right then. Anything else?
Are we going to have another track?
Yeah, we are. We are going to have another track, yes. This is The Sundays. Here's where
brilliant.
The story ends.
Oh, excellent.
Which I have on, or possibly might not have sold, but it was like an Emanite. Picture disc.
They were the fun days of buying albums, weren't they?
They were, yeah. I've got a man coming in from a record shop Wednesday.
They're doing well again, aren't they?
Yeah. Right, let's listen to this. I'm putting that up.
Paper I know, places I go, make me feel tongue-tied.
Harriet Wheeler.
Lovely. Harriet Wheeler.
Yes. The gorgeous hair on top of her head when nobody indeed had it like that.
Yeah. But some people hate her voice, don't they? I love it.
No, I think it's great.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
1990. Rich only 24 trade years ago.
Yeah,
just like yesterday. Mm. Right, go on then, sum it up. That's what you have to do at the end of these things. You don't have to sum it up. Yeah, we can carry on talking about that.
Of course.
Go on then.
But no, I'd just like to...
Yes, that's what you're going to do, isn't it?
The show, yeah.
You're going to give something away.
Oh, I am going to give something away, yes.
Because you can't come on this show if you don't give things away. But you have to... What we've found out from this show is that you have to give them away because so many people are so tight that they won't pay for anything, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
If you want a meal at the Slow Kitchen, you'll give that away. If you want Baker Mike and you want to give some money to Manolands, you're not giving any money, are you, listeners out there? That's you chastised. Anyway, Emma, sorry, tell us what you're...
Well, I just feel now that it might not... No, of course it will compete with baking and a meal. But if you would like to enter the competition, then you can win a free French lesson with me. And, you know, it could also be a good platform just to see where you are with your French, and I can give you a few top tips of how to improve or why your strengths are.
Yeah.
So I believe that just if you go onto Anthony's Facebook page or just
leave your name there.
Yeah, just leave your name, then...
Julia, whilst you're sat at home, we'll cut them all out and put them in a...
Oh, there you go. She's
very good at that, yeah.
Right,
you were telling me you were baking today, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
She was baking the other day as well.
She's really got into a baking. Yeah, seems to be. I will send you round some Bakewell tart later.
Oh, bless you.
I know. I thought I'd do that poor Hollywood recipe because he's so strict, isn't he, on Bake Off?
Yes.
Oh, gosh, he's strict in the recipe as well. He didn't dare not follow.
I've not seen it. I've never seen it.
I thought, if I don't put a teaspoon right, you know, properly into this...
Baker Mike's not keen. Not keen on...
Oh,
no, because he... he doesn't use fresh yeast.
Ah, because he's
he's sponsored by some yeast company, Paul Hollywood, apparently. so he never uses fresh yeast.
Oh, dear,
if you do need some fresh yeast, if you just go to Sainsbury's, other supermarkets are available in Keighley, and Baker Mike will get you some.
Oh,
he works in the baking counter.
Oh,
right. Anything else then? Is that all right? That's lovely. Thank you for offering
great.
That.
No, thank you.
Yeah, because I was saying that you've got to do these things now, haven't you? You can't put everything off until your retirement and think that I'm going to learn the ukulele then, which has been sitting on my shelf since Christmas with my nephew tuning it up today. But get on with it now.
Got to do it now.
And fill your time up with as much things as possible.
Too right.
Right, we'll play this ride song.
Oh, brilliant.
And then you can either get on your way or you can carry on talking to me until 7 o'clock.
Oh, I may as well stay now.
OX4.
You make tea for people here.
And cookies.
That's all right, and cookies.
That's what it's like. It's like at the BBC. Yeah.
And I saw Ride in France, and I even met Ride when they were on tour in France, way back when. So that was quite exciting.
Right. This is from their double album.
This was brilliant.
Going Blank Again.
The gatefold one.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was.
It was great, wasn't it?
1992. Just keeping it real and keeping it modern on the Anthony Silson show. It's that one. There's that one there. Oh, play. Takes a while to get going, this one. It's coming now. Can you hear it in the background? Turning it on. There you go. That's OX4, which I believe was also the title of their... The Fascinating Facts, number 15, the title of their Best Of box set that came out. They had a live album in it. I'm not keen. I'm not keen on live albums when they're bunging them in with Best Ofs.
No.
I think they're just padding it out.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
Emma's decided to stay with us and pick a few more songs, and then she kindly said, oh, you can play one at the end if you want. What a treat. What a treat for me, thinking of 4 hours of music to play. So if you would like Emma to come to your house and tell you what to... No, to... to
you
see.
Can play music in your own house.
Yeah, she'll be in, yeah, teaching you French while looking through your music collection, judging you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, put your name on my Facebook page, if you would. We try and make it interesting here. We've had meals and cheese and, what have we got, cinema tickets at the moment. So, yeah. So what was the next one that you picked?
So I picked Simple Song by The Shins, because my brother got me into The Shins, and I think they're brilliant.
Right. Let's play this then.
And we used to play them on the French trip to Brittany from South Craven School as well. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is just a simple song to say what you've done.
Somewhere in the house, and the first of you to find it gets everything ready, like get set, go!
Special for you.
And the shouting in the background, Mrs. Silson, of the other one was because we were playing the video of it, the Shin song. So it's about somebody giving their money to their children, but the house is knocked down at the same time that they're looking for the will. And after that, from the album Picaresque, The Decemberists, and We Both Go Down Together. Thank you very much, Emma, for coming in.
It is a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Don't forget to put your name on my Facebook page for that, or the cinema tickets, because you'll be able to go and see the biggest CGI battle ever in the history of CGI battles in the Hobbit film coming out at Christmas. Yeah. So you could save your tickets up and see it then. I'll be back on Wednesday talking to a man who owns a record shop and someone talking about the last deep something coal mine. What's the word? Is it deep? Just deep?
I'm not quite sure.
Deep cast. Perhaps that's it.
Oh, deep cast. Yeah,
in
Selby.
I'll be talking to him. So thanks very much for joining us. We're going to leave you with a wedding present and corduroy, inevitably. I will see you on Wednesday. And I'm talking slowly like DJs do because I'm faffing about doing something.
The Wonderful World of Anthony on Drystone Radio.
So shines a good deed in a weary world. Someone told me.